In the 2000s, T-Mobile was losing badly. Their technology was worse, they were balancing on the brink of bankruptcy, and their parent company was about to abandon them. Yet today, T-Mobile is on the top of the world, with more customers than even AT&T, and somehow is even a beloved telecom company with fans. What happened? How did T-Mobile turn things around? How did they go from almost bankrupt to absolutely destroying their competitors? This story is wild, filled with drama, name-calling, and most importantly, a leather jacket. In the 2000s, T-Mobile was losing the telecom war to the giants, Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint. Out of the four companies, T-Mobile was by far the weakest, but they weren't some new disruptive startup. In 2001, the German telecom giant, Deutsche Telekom, or DT, acquired Waystream Wireless for $35 billion, which was soon renamed to T-Mobile. DT is the largest telecom company in Europe, and this was their way into the American market. But you can't acquire your way to success, which DT found out the hard way. Despite spending $35 billion on the acquisition, the new T-Mobile was struggling. Their competitors were far ahead in technology, specifically in the 4G LTE network. Thanks to their poor infrastructure, T-Mobile could only provide 3G, which caused another problem. In 2007, AT&T secured an exclusive contract with the iPhone, all the way until 2011, when their competitors could finally offer services for iPhone users, except T-Mobile. Even in 2011, they didn't have iPhone support. Why? T-Mobile didn't have a 4G LTE network. The early iPhones did support 3G, just not the bandwidth T-Mobile operated in, at least not very well. So you could technically use an iPhone on T-Mobile, but it would be as slow as 2G, which in the time of 4G was practically unusable. If you were getting an iPhone, you weren't gonna use T-Mobile. The biggest and fastest growing telecom customer base was out of T-Mobile's reach. They were losing on every front. In 2010, AT&T reported revenue of $124 billion. That same year, T-Mobile reported just $4 billion. Calling this losing would be too generous. They were getting annihilated. But even then, it wasn't just the size or technology that was killing T-Mobile. They were very much a market follower. They had no competitive advantage or anything to differentiate. Different marketing and branding, sure, but at its core, it was unextraordinary. The same types of plans, the same pricing, no unique selling point. They just followed the trends and the market leaders, and unfortunately, those trends were reprehensible. The general public hated telecom providers, hated. The industry was an oligopoly, meaning lots of power to a few companies. It might as well have been a monopoly, because there was no incentive to compete. The big four companies were sucking customers dry. Contracts were long, tight, and overpriced. There were many, many hidden fees, much like the big cable and internet providers. In 2012, the Public Interest Network reported that in survey after survey, cell phone subscribers reveal chronic dissatisfaction with the wireless industry. Carriers often failed to clearly disclose the true cost of their plans, adding on various subcharges to consumers' bills. Consumers also cannot adequately judge the quality of the cellular service in their area before choosing a plan. Consumers who are fed up with their carrier's billing errors and poor coverage are often locked into long-term contracts with hefty early termination fees. Sprint used to charge $200 for canceling a plan early. It was so bad that a California court declared it violated state law, requiring Sprint to pay out $73 million in damages. People were resentful, but it didn't seem like things would get better. Pretty much everyone needs to use their services, but the lack of any meaningful competition means that the companies have zero incentive to offer reasonable prices or provide even a modicum of customer service. Things were terrible, but there wasn't anything better, and you couldn't single out any one of them. They were all equally terrible, and unfortunately, that included T-Mobile. Yet somehow, things were about to get even worse. In 2011, some terrible news was announced. AT&T would purchase T-Mobile from DT for $39 billion. DT was quite likely fed up with the US industry and wanted out, but there was a huge problem. The industry was already bad, but after the second largest and fourth largest merging together, things would get much, much worse. So the US government intervened. The takeover was blocked as AT&T desperately negotiated and battled with the US Justice Department in court, but their efforts fell short. Not only did the acquisition fail, AT&T was ordered to pay T-Mobile a breakup fee, $3 billion in cash, and a bandwidth spectrum worth $1 billion. This was their first stroke of luck, but things were still dire. Despite a $3 billion injection from AT&T, T-Mobile was still losing money, with a $6.8 billion loss in 2012. T-Mobile was on their own, left to raise their own funds to stay alive or shut down. They scrambled to sell what they could to raise cash, including 800 telecom towers. Things were bad. Yet, this terrible merger experience was actually the best thing that could have happened to them. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and T-Mobile, to everyone's surprise, was about to come back swinging. As tech workers and enthusiasts, I'm sure many of you know the struggle of working with legacy ERP and CRM systems. Slow, clunky interfaces, overpriced contracts, and integrations that feel like they were designed in the early 2000s. You've probably thought, there must be a better way, and that's why I'm excited to talk about today's video sponsor, Odoo. Odoo is the modern all-in-one solution that actually makes business management easier, not harder. Odoo gives you a full suite of integrated apps covering CRM, sales, inventory accounting, and even manufacturing, all in one seamless platform. Odoo lets you pick only the apps you need and scale as your business grows. And if you just want to try out one app like inventory management or invoicing, it's completely free and no credit card required. You can also say goodbye to outdated interfaces and endless training sessions. Odoo is designed for the 21st century with a clean, modern UI that makes navigation easy. For example, need to track production in real time? Odoo's MRP system handles production, planning, scheduling, and inventory tracking, keeping everything running smoothly. Odoo also automates time-consuming tasks, from lead scoring in CRM to AI-powered invoice processing in accounting, meaning your business can move faster with fewer errors. Whether you're a startup or an enterprise, Odoo grows with you. It streamlines complex business operations without the bloat of legacy systems so that you can focus on what really matters. Stop fighting with outdated ERP systems. Try Odoo for free for 14 days. No credit card required. Click the link in the description and see how Odoo can streamline your business today. Thank you to Odoo for sponsoring this video. It began with the hiring of one man. John Legere was appointed the new CEO of T-Mobile in September 2012. The company needed drastic action, which is exactly what he was going to do. But to do so, he needed to get to the heart of the problem. The first thing he did was listen. During the day, he would read hundreds of angry emails from customers, people who were fed up with their contracts, deals, and bad customer service. In the evenings, he listened to conversations from T-Mobile's call centers. He was looking for something very specific, customer pain points, and there were a lot of them. John explained that if you look at the pain points that are common across all customers, in general, customers in the entire industry are very concerned about the lack of transparency of the billing structure, the unpredictability of their billing, the overages, about the lack of flexibility of the contracts that tie them in, the lack of flexibility of decisions in their devices. The key words that stick out are transparency and flexibility. He elaborates further, the way the industry engages with the customer is not about the way the customer wants to purchase. The customer is, in effect, told how to play. Then he began to look inward at the company. What I've got is an organization of about 45,000 people, where the average age is about 30. It's a young, very excited group of people who want to be different. But T-Mobile's culture was anything but. It was rigid and extremely corporate. One of the first policies I had to change was the outlawing of tattoos and piercings in the store. That just wasn't consistent with who we are. We want the young customers, the ones who want to be a little different. Legere also allowed all employees to watch his first meeting with senior staff and even submit questions. The most baffling of all was removing a rule that prohibited an Afghan war veteran from displaying a platoon photo on his desk. T-Mobile was going through a secret evolution. There was fierce energy, staff was ready to fight and disrupt the status quo. They were about to show everyone what a telecom company could be, but there was still a problem. T-Mobile service wasn't good. Not to mention, they had just sold a lot of telecom towers just to stay afloat. This would be a huge challenge, and if their service didn't catch up, T-Mobile had no hope of surviving. But they did have a stroke of luck.
I don't want my employees getting their heads on sideways. They still have PTSD for when AT&T almost bought, tried to buy them, which I appreciate the $5 billion they gave me, which I used to invest in our network to now beat them, which is really, it's a tough strategy to execute, but, it worked.
With the extra injection of cash and the $1 billion worth of AWS spectrum, T-Mobile got to work reinvesting in its technology. They quickly began modernizing their equipment, upgrading infrastructure to support a 4G LTE network. In early 2014, they bought 700 MHz licenses from Verizon for $2.3 billion. By this point, T-Mobile announced its LTE network covered 209 million people. T-Mobile was building something massive. But what exactly?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event!
Good evening, everybody! What I did every day since I got here, and I do every day for a living, is talk to individual customers, those people on the screen. And with all the geniuses in the telecom and the wireless industry, and business in general, we make it so complicated. We talk industry structures and customer segments and retail distribution channels. That is a complete crock of bullshit.
In the telecom industry, providers like AT&T and Verizon are called carriers, who locked you into a two-year contract. Most people got a plan while getting a new phone, paying for it throughout the plan. Once you paid off the phone, the price would go down, but this is generally when people got new phones, which meant you were constantly stuck with an absurdly high phone plan and a contract. John's strategy was simple. The uncarrier. No annual contracts, no early termination fees. A simple, cheaper plan at $50 for unlimited calling, unlimited texting, and unthrottled data every month. Data would also roll over month to month. This was about half what Verizon and AT&T were charging.
The industry wants you to be confused. They want the way you purchase to be tough. How about this stat? 46% of Americans say they have gone in and made a wireless decision and gone home and regretted it. This is a higher remorse rate by a factor of 33% than the used car industry.
But it gets better. In early 2013, T-Mobile announced it could finally support the iPhone, which was now the iPhone 5. T-Mobile customers could upgrade their phone twice per year, where AT&T and Verizon only allowed this once every 2 years. Plus, if you bought a phone as a customer, it was financed, and your total actually dropped when you, had fully paid for your phone. A lot of this sounds like common sense, but the industry really was that bad. John decided enough was enough.
We did. It's only revolutionary in the fact that we called out one of the biggest pain points that customers hated and one of the biggest gouging by carriers that has gone on forever, with gross margins in a multi-billion-dollar industry of 90 to 98%. So it's not like we gave anything away.
But T-Mobile took things much, much further. They introduced Simple Global, no extra charge for using data or text while overseas, and calls were 20 cents per minute compared to the $2 to $3 a minute competitors charged. You didn't even need a new SIM card. Yet, somehow, it got even better. Not only did T-Mobile remove cancellation fees, in 2014 they revealed the Get Out of Jail Free card. They would pay your termination fee from a competitor. We don't have enough time here to list all the benefits Uncarrier brought customers, but one thing was clear. John Ledger was changing the industry for the better.
We literally want to change the industry, right? And sometimes we do things that, there's not a long-term competitive advantage to it. Like with Wi-Fi Unleashed, the other guys can do this at some point, but they won't. They just won't get to it. But ultimately, kicking and screaming, they'll make the changes, and I think the brand and the company will benefit from the fact that we're the one that forces the industry to change. And there's quite a few more, and we're going to keep them coming.
Un-carrier felt like more than just a strategy. It felt like a course correction for the entire industry. It even had a manifesto released alongside it. The question, though, is whether Un-carrier would work. T-Mobile had already struggled to get by. Would this be enough? The response to Un-carrier was immediate and massive. For 3 straight years, they added over 8 million subscribers every year. And while T-Mobile was growing, AT&T and Verizon were shrinking.
The second quarter of this year, which we all announced, we had more postpaid telephone subscriber additions than Verizon, Sprint, and AT&T combined. And it's because of the succession of Un-carrier 1, 2, and 3, eliminating contracts, anytime upgrades, free international data roaming, and now unleashing tablets. And it's a very simple thing, Richard. We're looking at the pain points that customers hate about the industry, and we're making changes to, you know, just reduce these crazy restrictions that carriers put on that caused them ridiculously high profitability.
But there was something else. Not only was growth huge, but so was customer satisfaction. T-Mobile's churn rate decreased from 18% all the way down to 1.28%. Not only were customers joining, they were staying. T-Mobile didn't need early termination fees or terrible contracts. They didn't need to lock in their customers. They were confident in their service and the value they were bringing. It was working, and John's prediction quickly came to pass. AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint quickly folded and began copying T-Mobile. Soon after the launch of Un-carrier, AT&T announced Next, which allowed customers to upgrade phones more frequently without the same long-term contracts. Of course, this was all part of the plan. T-Mobile continued to accelerate, improving their coverage and value. They continually improved their data package for customers at no additional cost. Those outside the LTE range even received their own miniature telecom tower for their household. But amidst the success, people were noticing something else. John Legere's energy was unlike anything else. He never held back and would openly call out competitors whenever and wherever, literally calling Verizon and AT&T dumb and dumber. How do we know what AT&T will do wrong a year from now? Just look at whatever we do now and make it suck. Instead of the traditional subdued telecom CEOs, John went all in on being different. He was often seen sporting a leather jacket and the pink T-Mobile shirt. He had long hair and spoke with blatant honesty. It was the perfect marketing play. He had established T-Mobile as the hero and AT&T as the villain. Competitors' executives hated it, but customers loved it. It represented the angst and frustration they felt toward the industry. America's greatest CEO, love Mr. Legere. John Legere is America's new champion. Absolutely honest, absolutely refreshing. I switched my whole family plan from AT&T to T-Mobile because of John. In fact, John was even kicked out of an AT&T party for turning up wearing his trademark leather jacket with a pink T-Mobile t-shirt. Ran into @JohnLegere at the AT&T party. Oh wow, security just escorted @JohnLegere out of the party. AT&T is not happy with my tweet. AT&T hated John, but people loved him. In 2016, he had 2.4 million followers on Twitter, and that number is even higher today. Think about that. Millions of people following a telecom CEO. Why?
I talk, I act, I say the things that you're all thinking about, you're just afraid to say. And I am who I am. And this is a consumer business for the most part. And I relate to my customers, I relate to my people. And that, you know, that's who I am. I don't take myself too seriously.
John's strategy was a huge success. People were switching to T-Mobile in droves and for many years too. Not only that, Sprint, after many years of declining business, was merged into T-Mobile in 2020, cementing them as the second largest American telecom brand, ahead of AT&T. They now had 98.3 million customers and were still growing. It was at this time that John Legere finally stepped down. His work turning around T-Mobile was done. He passed the torch to his longtime friend and T-Mobile partner, Mike Sievert. In 2024, T-Mobile had over 130 million customers, close behind Verizon, and by market cap, they are the largest telecom company in the world at over $300 billion.
Not only the front line, but for myself as well, thank you for showing us just how much we matter and are appreciated. For always reaching out to include us frontline reps, thanks so much for being you.
I love that you listen to your employees, but you listen to your customers and what they need.
Good CEOs won't just make money and run. They won't just increase the share price in the short term for a massive payout. They build something that lasts. Something that outlasts themselves. Something that makes their company better. For customers, but also for their employees. They build a company people are proud to be a part of. They make the entire industry better for everyone. John Ledger was one of those legendary CEOs. While T-Mobile is doing better than ever, Verizon and AT&T have been pummeled with hundreds of billions in debt thanks to failed expansion efforts. Check out these videos to learn more. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.